Questions are mounting over a memo from an FBI whistleblower challenging the way the government applies one of its most important national security laws. FBI agent Colleen Rowley wrote the memo last week. In it, she claims that her supervisors bungled an opportunity to stop some of the September 11th attacks. Now Congress plans to review the use of the law, which determines when the government can spy on people inside the United States. NPR Stevens Keep reports.
FBI agent Colleen Rowley claims that her superiors missed a chance to use one of their most powerful tools. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act lets them probe suspected spies and terrorists. Rowley's office in Minneapolis holds the bitter distinction of being the only FBI office to capture a suspected hijacker before September 11th. Agents used an immigration charge to detain Zachariah Massawi. He was attending flight school, even though he knew very little English. Rowley contends that her office might have been able to catch some of the other 19 hijackers, but she claims the FBI failed in part because her superiors deliberately blocked an effort to examine Massawi's laptop computer using that law. That's what she wrote last week in a long letter to FBI Director Robert Mueller. She gave a copy to congressional investigators, including Democratic Senator Bob Graham.
She made a great contribution to our understanding of the Massawi issue and to the issue of how the FBI's culture responds to that kind of information.
Time magazine first published extended excerpts of Rowley's memo over the weekend. In it, Rowley tells a story about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That law created a special secret court inside the Justice Department. Its judges approve warrants when the FBI wants to investigate someone described as an agent of a foreign power. FBI agent Colleen Rowley writes that she wanted a warrant because agents were desperate to search Massawi's laptop computer and personal effects. They became more desperate when they received information from French intelligence officials. French officials believed that Massawi had ties to known terrorists, including Osama bin Laden. But the FBI headquarters in Washington resisted the Minneapolis agents' efforts. Rowley alleges that FBI headquarters actually changed the application for a warrant to make it weaker, in part by dismissing that French information. Rowley suggests that her supervisor was reluctant to send any warrant application to the court, possibly, she writes, to avoid taking what he may have perceived as an unnecessary career risk. Now, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Porter Goss says it might be time to reexamine the law.
Either there's a misunderstanding or a misinterpretation, or we may have to fix some laws, because it appears when you read some of the cites in the letter that there is not enough conviction that the law should be applied the way Congress apparently intended it to be applied.
Colleen Rowley's supervisor has yet to tell his story, and it's not clear why an FBI official would consider it a career risk to apply for a search warrant. But at least one senior FBI official has been attacked for the applications he made to the secret court. In the year 2000, according to knowledgeable officials, the court's chief judge accused an FBI official of submitting misleading affidavits to get warrants. And in the year after that accusation, for whatever reason, the government abruptly began using the secret court less often. In the year 2001, the total number of warrant applications went down, despite all the terror investigations that began after September 11. Now, even a lawmaker who was often suspicious of the government's intrusions into private life thinks the Bureau might have become too cautious. Democrat Nancy Pelosi spoke to CBS over the weekend.
While the FISA may originally have been rejected, once there was additional information from French intelligence, it seems clear that that approval should have been given. What information we would have obtained remains to be seen, but that's what the inquiry is about.
It is not clear that a foreign intelligence warrant could have prevented the September 11 attacks. Even FBI agent Rowley writes that the evidence might have only led to some of the other hijackers, and even then, only if agents got lucky. But her memo has prompted a new examination of a law that balances Americans' right to privacy against national security. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.